Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you want a home in the Central Florida area for any size family to visit Walt Disney World, Universal, or any of the other Orlando attractions, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Hawaii at Aulani, Hilton Head Island, Vero Beach, or any of the other Disney resorts, contact DVCByRequest.com. Again, David's Vacation Club Rentals, DVCRequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter at any of the Disney World resorts, contact Scooter Vacations at ScooterLando.com. And last but not least, our great friends over at American Tourist Travel. If you want to book any Disney travel vacation, contact us at American Tourist Travel. I can help you personally. We also book anywhere else in the world you want to go. So please, guys, if you want to check out any of our sponsors, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. Now we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Have a great day.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, pull up a stool.
Hey, good morning. How are we doing?
I'm doing well. I got the Masters on in the background, John. You like the Masters?
I got Scarface on in the background. So
no. Say hello to my little friend.
Exactly.
Never forget, I told the story before, but I'll tell it again. We were at Hilton Head Island. I was sitting in the jacuzzi going, fly, pelican, fly. Fly, pelican, fly. Remember that part?
Yeah.
Cigar in my mouth, you know, trying to act cool.
Living large.
Yeah, but I got the Masters on, dude. I'm rooting for, you know, I'm a big Tiger Woods fan. So, and if he wins, I bet on him. I put 20 whole Main Street dollars on him to win. If he wins, I win 300.
Nice.
And he's in second place right now, so he has a shot. The sad part is, Molinari, who the other guy I picked, I picked Tiger Woods and Koepka were my three choices, but my friend was at the casino, so I didn't want to bother with three. So I told my wife before the Masters started, they were my three picks. Molinari's in first place is the one in front of him, so that's how my things work out for me. Molinari's going to end up winning this and cost me even more because his odds were bigger than Tiger's.
Well, dang it.
Yeah, so, but you got to root for Tiger.
Nah, I'm not a watching golf person. To,
well, $300, buddy. Next time I'm down, might get you a nice healthy beer or two. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Might get
there
you another go. Lunch at Tutu Gusto.
Sounds good.
So I'd do a little rooting for me if I was you. But did you see our buddy Robbie? I mean, does that idiot eat good or what?
It looks like he had a great time. It was good, eating good all over the place, and he got the lasagna at Tutu Gusto, and I know how good that was. So.
The only thing I was shocked at was he wasn't too happy with California Grill.
No, it doesn't look like that at all. He said what the lamb was room temperature, and then when he mentioned it to the server, they didn't even seem to care about it. So looks like he's done with California Grill.
He better not go into New England states and let Judith or Dennis find him, because his face is probably in the post office.
Yeah, that's their favorite place. I don't know, a lot of, you know, it. And he's eaten at the Boathouse several times and had great meals. I ate there one time, and it was one of the worst experiences I've had on Disney property. So it's so arbitrary, you know, so random. And then some people, you know, you get to a restaurant that you like all the time, and if it's got a lot of nostalgia to it and stuff, you're willing to forgive it some of its mistakes, you know. So, but, yeah, he does not seem like he's had a good experience there at all. So.
No. But I'm sitting there living vicariously through him as I'm being attacked by termites over here. We had a termite swarming last week, so I had to get the termite guy out. Now, $1,492 later, my house is termite free.
Well,
isn't it fun?
better than living with bugs, I suppose. So, yeah, yeah. You know, and our septic tank's blown up. So, yeah, yeah, we had a great week. So.
No, it's crazy. Between the two of us, we had a – and then we're watching Robbie show – and I appreciate it. I'm watching Robbie show all these posts of where he's eating, where he's going, riding the people mover, spaceman. I mean, he had a good trip, though. He knows how to live large. I want them shrimp on a wire. Have you had those shrimp on a wire yet, John?
Where was that? Edison? No, I haven't.
No, not the Edison. No? That was at Geyser Point.
No, I got that buffalo burger at Geyser Point. So no, I didn't even see the shrimp on the wire there.
Yeah, I want to go check them out. That's another one that I want from there. I could spend a day just eating at Geyser Point the way it looks. Yeah.
Yeah, you go there, get lunch, and then take the boat over to the Magic Kingdom. Just take the boat and get back on the boat and take it back over and eat dinner. So,
after my experience, I know Carmen and Brian, I think, enjoyed this, but don't misquote me. I think they liked Skipper's Canteen. My wife liked it a little bit. Like, she thought it was good, the meal. She just said the atmosphere wasn't her favorite of all the places we ate at. And I get what she was saying. There was something off there that day. But my food, it was my fault. I ordered another curry seafood combination. Like, how many times is this idiot going to order that meal and think it's going to be any different? Yeah.
Well, I did it twice at Yak and Yeti. So, I mean, there you go. Me and you have this. We like see it, and then we're on to that, and you can't get off of it for some bizarre reason. So, no. When I go back to Yak and Yeti, I'm staying away from the seafood curry. I don't care how good it sounds.
Dude, that's the only thing bad on the on the menu. To
bad.
Me,
it's
to
just,
me, it
yeah,
wasn't
just
good either.
Really.
No, it was just weird. I don't like the coconut. It's just not my favorite, and I'm not saying it's bad. I kind of compare that meal to cilantro. Either you like it or you don't. It doesn't make it wrong. I don't like cilantro. Just like I made. Did you see those shrimp tacos I made my wife this week?
No, yeah. I didn't. Sounds
oh,
good.
John, everybody else did. You're rude.
Oh yeah, I am. I mean,
yeah, you're just rude. But anyway, they were so good and. I got the recipe and then I tweaked it, if you follow, because I change a lot of things. I just like to blend, and one of the things I took out was the cilantro, and I put fresh basil in, because we have basil plants here, and
yeah.
Parsley, I put, and dude, they were so good. Had a little chili powder, what'd you call it, what's the hot pepper?
Cayenne?
No, not cayenne pepper, oh, everybody's probably saying it out there. What? I'm losing my mind now, John. What's the name of a hot pepper?
Habanero.
Habanero,
jalapeno.
Not jalapeno. For some reason, I could not get jalapeno in my head. Had a little jalapeno in it, a little bit of chili powder, then I marinate them in olive oil, chili powder, and the whole and garlic and fresh salt pepper, and I marinated them in that, and then I did the little bit of sour cream sauce, they were really good, John. There's about 20. There's cumin in it that I marinated the shrimp in before I cooked them. But they came out fantastic. The whole recipe I'll have to give to you, John. It was really good.
I know why you couldn't think of jalapeno. You looked at it and you were thinking of jalapeno. So,
yeah,
you know,
jalapeno, 100%.
You were trying to say jalapeno instead of jalapeno.
100%, John. 100%. For some reason, I just could not think of jalapeno. But, yeah, dude, they came out really, really good. But that was the way I combated Robbie. I made them, and then me and Brenda also went to Bonefish yesterday, which was really good. So we had a good time at Bonefish yesterday. It's no Disney restaurant, but very good. I'm just saying.
Given the choice between Boathouse and want to go to Bonefish any day, so that'll be my decision making there. So.
Well, you had one bad meal. You need if you try again. You might like it. We had a good meal there. We enjoyed it there.
What you guys said about going just hanging out at the bar and maybe getting an appetizer or something, I'll probably give that a chance. But, no, I'm not spending $135 for lunch again. No, that just not isn't going to happen. So.
Well, go in there and do some of the lighter things on the menu. You don't have to buy the thing Dennis got, that lobster stuffed crab.
Yeah, that's what I did get. So
yeah, I mean that's the most expensive, one of the most expensive things on the menu. I mean, go in there and get the crab cake sandwich or something like that, and try out different things, firecracker shrimp and stuff like that. Maybe just do the mussels that you liked.
Yeah, the problem is that there are so many great restaurants around Disney property that I have never eaten that it's hard to go back to one that you tried and didn't care for that much. You know what I mean? So there's so many, especially at Disney Springs now, you know, so.
No, I hear you. But anyway, we did that to cheer ourselves up. The guy finished off the termite treatment today because right in the middle of it, it started pouring. And now I have in the front of my house, I got to replace some floor joists. Do you know a guy? You got a number? Somebody I can get to help?
No guy in Jersey, huh?
Yeah, he's an idiot. I mean, he comes in with such attitude, acting like he knows everything when that guy comes to my house. But I guess I got to order that, call that idiot up and get him to come over and fix my floor joists. That's next on my list. I got to finish painting the house. You know, it's never ending, John.
Yeah, how's the weather? Are you about done with your winter up there?
Pretty much. It was 77 degrees today, so it'll be nice. Okay. Yeah, we're getting there. So now everything's growing. I'm out doing it all of a sudden, dude. It'll go from everything's dead to everything blooms and you can't breathe.
Yeah. I remember that from being stationed up there. That's the one thing I did like about this. Having a winter was the spring, because all our trees most of our trees are constantly green all year
round. Oh, you poor thing.
You never get that bloom, you know, so it is kind of nice in the spring. So
yeah, live with it for years, and it's like during the winter, it's like everything's dead and gone, and you just drive home in the dark looking at bare dead trees and all the grass dead, no flowers or furniture out, nobody to look at. It's just so depressing. At least in Florida, you're always looking at something that, you know, it's beautiful all the time.
Yeah.
No, I don't. You won't miss it, John. I'm telling you, give it a few years of having a lawn and watch it die, then everything comes back. So you got to hurry up, get everything mulched, get all the lawn furniture out, get everything set up so it can rain 50% of the summer and you don't get to use anything.
Well, I imagine you probably more than once, I imagine you guys have put out your annuals and all the plants and stuff, and then you get one more freeze that kills all this crap that you just put out, right?
Oh, that stinks. And you get the deck repainted. Everything gets done so you could use it for 3 months. You know, it's like a race. It really is. It's beautiful when it's all done. You get the umbrella up, all the new pads on the chairs, the fresh flowers hanging from the porch. Everything looks good, and then all of a sudden, old man Winter's knocking on the door again. Yeah. It's over, buddy. You had 3 months. Yeah, so, I don't know. I'm looking forward to year-round green grass, John, that I'm looking at that I'm not cutting because I'm not buying a house with a big yard.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think I've had enough of mowing grass. I got my son to start mowing it about 4 years ago, and I don't really care to ever start the mower again. So.
Nah. Well, if you want to mail him out, send him up on the plane. I'll pay the $49 each way to get him up here to cut my lawn.
There you go.
I'll tell you what, if he lived with me for a couple of weeks, he'd probably appreciate you even more, John.
I don't know, Doug. I had him out there playing in the septic tank yesterday.
Yeah, but I bet you were nice to him while you were doing it.
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh. See, I have a way about me, John. I have a way about me. I don't know what it is. I'll tell you what, to get on Disney subject, did you see these new Star Wars Galaxy Edge the Coca-Cola packaging? They look pretty damn cool, don't they?
They look really cool, and you know, the first thing that I saw when I saw, or the first thing I thought of when I saw the packages was they're doing exactly the same thing again. That it's like they've studied Harry Potter land over there, you know.
Of course they did.
Yeah, of course they did. So everybody knows how popular Butterbeer is and Gilly Water and what's the other, pumpkin juice, all in Harry Potter land. So
something,
of course,
about the name Gilly Water does not sound good to me. And real quick, before we get into all the Disney stuff, did you see the thing that Judith tweeted out about Walmart using all the robots now to clean their entire stores and everything else? And they're saying it's for you. It kind of reminds you of the Disney motto. We're doing this so we have better customer service for our clients. No, you're doing it to save money to fire employees. Am I wrong, John?
I believe you might have it. And I think cleaning floors is like one of those things. It's like that Roomba. Remember the Roomba everybody had to have a couple of years ago? It never vacuumed as good as you do.
No, but it's sad. But also, and then we were talking about Robbie and our friend Jim Tucker. Did you see the little stab he took at me? I was just thinking of this. Did you see the little stab he took at me?
Jim took a stab at you? No.
Yeah, it's not like Jim, is it? He's never on me, is he? But anyway, he wanted to buy Robbie drinks, which I get it. That's, you know, being Jim, which I appreciate him doing that with the mobile ordering, that he's trying to take all jobs away. He's anti-human being, but I'm okay with that. But then he's even picking on me. He's like, thanks, Robbie, for sharing his trip. So I apologize to him for not sharing mine. I said I was on my 20th wedding anniversary. I didn't do as much. So me is who I usually am. I went back to my Twitter and started looking. Dude, I had just as much as Robbie up. So I don't know what he was complaining about. If you go back and count picture for picture on the trip, it's pretty close.
I don't think Jim was even thinking about your trip when he was saying that. So.
Yes, he was. He said, thanks for sharing. Unlike Grumpy67, he was talking about my trip.
Oh, okay. I didn't see the unlike.
Nice. Yeah, he put me in it.
Good for you, Jim. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I got things to say that would make this an explicit podcast, so I won't say them. My mama said, if I ain't got nothing good to say, don't say anything at all. But I really don't abide by that, do I, John?
No, not too much, not too much. No.
Did you get the picture of the tacos I sent you?
Well, I'm on the phone, so if I did, I can't see it right now.
Oh,
so.
My goodness. I tried to send them over to you, John. I wanted your mouth watering this early in the morning. But anyway, let's get back to these Coca-Cola bottles. They're really cool. I wonder what they're going to cost, $18, $19 a bottle?
Well, I know the pumpkin juice and the butter beer at Universal, I think, is 5 and 6. And the Gilly water, which is just water, it's just in a Harry Potter wrapping, is, I think, $4.75 for a bottle of water. Or it was. It's probably more than that now. So I'm going to go with, let's see, if a regular Coke at Disney right now is, what, 3 and a quarter or 3.50?
I think it's $3.99, John.
I think it is for fountain drinks, but the bottle, I
think the bottle is $3.99 now.
Is it? All right, so then if it's $4 for a regular Coke, I'm going to say these are going to be $6.75.
You're probably I'm going to say $7.99 or $6.99, I'm going to say. $6.99. Disney has today revealed specially designed Coca-Cola bottles that will be sold within Star Wars Galaxy Edge at Disney Hollywood Studios. In a land where everything must fit authentically within the Star Wars universe, selling regular Coca-Cola packaged products was a no-go. So together, Disney, Coca-Cola, and Lucasfilms LTD designed unique packaging for Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, Sprite, and Dasani bottled water. And like much of the food and beverages in Galaxy Edge, you'll only be able to buy this on Batuu. Or Batuu, B-A-T-U-U, is it Batuu?
Yep,
Batuu. God bless you. But anyway, they look really cool. But under this logic, though, then why didn't Tomorrowland have futuristic sodas over there, John?
I don't know. They'd actually look pretty cool in Tomorrowland.
Yeah, wouldn't it? And what about Frontierland? Why wouldn't they have, like, the old glass Coca-Cola design bottles? Maybe make them out of plastic, but still make them look like the old Coke.
And in Adventureland, put them in different languages like you'd find in Africa or in India or something.
Yeah. I don't know. And then in Italy, they should only sell Beverly.
Yes.
Yeah. Nasty stuff there. But no, I really like these. I really do. I think they're really cool. I'll definitely pay $75 for one probably when I'm down there.
There you go. I'm pretty sure you'll be able to find one on eBay too. So.
Oh, many. But first week, first day, because, the first week, they'll probably only allow so many people. It's going to be packed to the gills, so I don't see many people getting in there. The first week, probably, there'll be people on eBay trying to get a big dollar for them.
Yeah, yeah. And at the end of the day, they'll end up selling for about $3. Mm-hmm. 6 months later, they'll be $3 or $4. So.
I hear you. Now, to get on Disney the other way, not to give Disney some props, I was actually pretty impressed with how cheap the new streaming system came out, only $6.99. How the hell did that happen, John?
Doug, we talked about this the other day, and I kind of said what I think the dealer.
Yeah, you got to give it a little better for the kids out there, John.
I alluded to a certain drug that the dealer will give you for free, so,
yeah,
to get you hooked. It's kind of, I'm going with that impression. Yeah, it's the when you go into a bar and that bartender gives you the first beer, you know, and then you sit there for the rest of the night. So maybe that's that. So.
Yeah, I could see your point there, John. But I was shocked because Disney, out of all the other people, don't usually think that way. Disney usually thinks we're Disney, we're going to charge you what we want, and this is it. I'm shocked they didn't come out with matching Hulu for, because Hulu's or Netflix is going up, I think, to $12.99 a month now. I'm surprised Disney just didn't come out and say $15. We're Disney.
Yeah, yeah, I'd hate to say it, but I'd probably pay $15 with no problem. So I'm rather happy that it's $6.99, but I guarantee it won't stay past a year at
$6.99. I think you're right, it'll go up, but I think it will stay that the first year. But I think after that, you're all bets are off.
Yeah, that's why there's an option, I think, to just buy it for a year outright. And I'm thinking I might just do that, and then that way I'm kind of locked into that price instead of, you know, because I wouldn't be surprised that $6.99 is their introductory offer for a couple of months.
Yeah, the first 30 customers get it at $6.99. But anyway, now I'm all in. You know, we'll have it without a doubt. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I mean, I'm excited about it, especially if you can go in and watch old Disney park films and stuff like that. That's what I'm hoping for.
Oh, that whole Walt Disney thing where he's unveiling the plans for the Magic Kingdom and Epcot and all that. That's great video to watch. So yeah, that'd be great. Awesome. Or even the opening day, actually the opening day of Epcot with Carl Walker and stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So. I was thinking Disneyland with all the women losing their shoes because their heels were sticking in the asphalt.
Yeah, into the concrete. So. Yeah.
Nah. But anyway, no, I'm excited about it, John. It's saying it's going to have everything. So, I mean, Netflix, you better watch all your Disney movies while you can, because I think October, it's all done.
Yeah, it's going to be so great to be able to sit here and watch Empire Strikes Back, and then watch Beauty and the Beast, and then put on the Last Avengers movie, you know, so it's going to be crazy. So.
No, it's going to be awesome, and I wonder if they'll do this, John. I wonder if at some point they'll just start, let's face it, I think movie theaters maybe have another 10 years. I don't know,
people have been predicting that forever, but it's getting closer. And it still seems like they do okay. I just watched a theater get built on the way down to Sarasota, and I drive past it, and it was getting – and I saw it, you know, the construction on it only probably 2 or 3 years ago, and they built – I think it's a 24-screen one. I don't know. Ever since VHS has come out back in the 80s, people have been predicting the demise of the movie theater, and it's still around.
Yeah, but the only difference is now, John, is – and I hear you, and – I won't disagree with you because I get what you're saying, but it wasn't, they had to be made. Now with the streaming, they could just put it out there. I mean, why would Disney want to, and any company, like after a while, like Netflix is making their own movies. All these companies now are making movies direct to their streaming services. Why would Disney want to pay movie theaters to have their movies in them when they can just stream it for free and charge you that way? Straight cut out the middleman.
Yeah, I suppose, but I don't know. There's still something really cool about seeing movies on the big screen. So, you know, the next Star Wars movie, when it comes out, we'll definitely see it on the big screen. It's just, there's something really, especially a big action movie like that, you know?
Yeah, I just don't like people.
I got you.
That's my problem. I always end up with the kid kicking my seat. I get away from everybody, and then the whole row behind me still has to fill up with a bunch of idiots wanting to talk about everything. Well, he came home the other day. Do you believe he didn't take his shoes off, Emily, and just walked in the house smoking a cigar? And I'm like, I don't want to watch the movie, lady. I don't care about your marital problems. You know, stuff like that, or you get the father and son behind you. Did you see that? Did you see that? Did you see that? I turn around, he saw it. But I can't hear it. You know, it's like, come on, man, have a little respect. So I hide in my little dungeon here, John.
I can see that. If it makes you that upset, it's probably best you just watch it at home. So
100%. But did you buy your pre-tickets for the new Avengers?
No. I don't even know if I'll go to the theater to see the Avengers. I'm kind of I'm about 98% of superheroed up right now. So I don't know. I say that, but then as soon as I see another one, I'll swing back into it. But
well, the problem I have with it is it's going to be 3 hours and 7 minutes, I think they said, or 3 hours and 10 minutes, over the 3 hour mark, John. They better have an intermission.
Oof, that's a long one. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Especially with all them big sodas.
Oh, 100%, and all that popcorn, and I mean, I don't know. Could you sit 3 straight hours in a movie theater without a break?
No, I actually downloaded. I drink sodas and water all the time. It's just something I've always done. So I'm constantly consuming either coffee or soda or water or in the evenings beer. but yeah, to get through any theater or any movie is practically impossible for me. So I found an app that lets you know when it's the best time to go.
It does. Never heard such a thing.
Yeah, it has all the movies that are out now, and you just it gives you like 3 different things that it'll take the movie, and it'll have you about 3 different parts where it'll give you a little synopsis of what's going to happen, and it gives you the cue to when to go. So.
Well, what if it's somebody like me, how I hate Johnny Depp, and any part he's in, I want to tell you it's a good time to go. Like, if you don't trust the guy. I ain't even going to talk about him. But anyway, I couldn't sit 3 hours, John. I really don't think I could. And with that movie, there's really not a good spot to usually go.
Yeah, big action movies, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, it's so, I don't know, 3 hours and plus, you know, it's a long, long time sitting in a movie theater. At least at home, you can, pause it and do it. Take care of business, go get something else to drink, stretch out the old legs. Because I don't know about you, I sit for 3 hours, I get all stiff anymore. I'm over 50 now. Not no spring chicken.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem I have of driving home. There was 3 accidents on the way home on Friday, so my 2-hour drive turned into 4 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh Jesus!
By the time I got here, I park the truck, and then I sit there for a minute trying to get all the stiff joints and everything to fill back in. You know.
Well, so. I know what you're saying. That's what happens to me when I walk on stilts for like 8 hours in a day. And then I'll get off the stilts and I come get in the truck and then drive home for an hour and a half. You go stand up after that, my back feels like somebody hit me with a sledgehammer.
Yep. Yeah, you're all limbered up as long as you're working, but boy, as soon as you stop, then it happens.
No, but we're all going to drink the Kool-Aid. We're all going to be buying Disney Plus. I could see that now.
Absolutely.
Me and you'll be two of the first idiots. Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take two.
You know, I even bought the D23 thing back in the day, and then I realized that I basically spent $75 on nothing. I don't think I got anything with it. So
that's one thing I could proudly say, they didn't get me.
Yeah, I got it right away, and then I've got it, and I'm like, well, what am I even doing with this? That's kind of silly. So.
And then the money grubber said he's stepping down in 2 years. I'll believe that when I see it.
We'll see about that.
There's more videos out there bringing Star Wars Galaxy Edge to life at Disney parks at the Chicago Celebration, John. Did you see any of these videos yet? I mean, that land is going to look absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really cool. I know I've got a couple of Facebook friends that are in Illinois, and they're at the Star Wars Celebration, so they're geeking out. So.
No, they were just – I mean, I watched some of the video. I mean, it looks absolutely – it's going to be phenomenal. I'm hoping to see it by 2025.
That's the goal, right? 5 years later?
Yeah. My wife and me were talking this morning about actually taking a trip out to Hershey Park. I ain't been there in a long time. They've really done some good things with that. I want to go see it. You ever been to Hershey Park?
No, I went to Six Flags when I was in Jersey. I forget. Where is that Six Flags at?
Hershey, Pennsylvania, John.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's called Hershey, Pennsylvania. Do you know how that started? My dad took me there many years ago when I was a kid, when I was younger. And Hershey Park actually started from the owner of Hershey. He actually wanted an area for his employees. After they built the chocolate factory, he actually started building a little park area for all his employees where they could have picnics and parties and stuff like that. He just kept adding stuff, and next thing you know, it became Hershey Park.
you know, it's pretty similar to the story of the Busch Gardens. I mean,
yeah.
Both of those were started out as just botanical gardens and stuff for the employees and stuff to use, and both of those developed into the same thing. So.
Yeah, so we want to head up. There's a couple resort, a couple hotels and stuff. Me and Brenda might head up for a weekend sometime this summer. Go check that out for something different.
Is it there's more to do there than just roller coasters? Because I always assume the places are just full of roller coasters and stuff. So.
No, there's more things. They actually have some, from what I remember, they have some even darker rides. You get to go through the chocolate factory. There's tours through there. There's smaller rides that are kind of like living with the land, things like that. There are other things. So.
Okay.
And there's a lot of restaurants and stuff like that up in that area. So I'm going to check their calendar, see if they have some kind of food and wine or something up there, and head up for the weekend.
Well, that would be a lot of fun.
It's about 2 hours, and it says on the map, on the MapQuest or GP on my phone, it's a 2-hour and 12-minute ride for me. So I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Nah, not bad at all. And did you see all the after hours stuff going on, and everybody's telling me I might actually be right again about a split park time?
Did you? Well, that, and did you see there's I think both the touring plans and then Kenny the Pirate are saying that they're trying to get the dates for extra magic hours for the evenings after October and for the Magic Kingdom.
There's none left.
There is none.
Oh, absolutely.
They're not releasing any. So.
But Disney said that has nothing to do with the parties.
Exactly what you said, so.
But Disney said that has nothing to do with the parties, John.
Some, it does not affect extra magic hours.
Some crazy person.
Some crazy person.
Maybe in Russia, John, they're the ones that schedule the extra magic hours, and that's why there are no more.
I think what they're trying to say is, well, it's not going to affect the ones that we've already let you know about. But however, if we just stop making them.
Yeah. I mean, geez. I hope everybody out there, and you guys know who you are, keep continuing to drink the Kool-Aid. Tell me it wasn't a problem. I've been on this for, what, 3-4 years now, John, with these parties?
Yeah. And I think you pretty much nailed it, especially this holiday season. So as far as there right now, there are no evening extra magic hours for the holiday season. So,
but our ticket prices did go down, didn't they, John? They did. They're going to cut ticket prices for that time because you're getting less hours in the park.
Yeah. It's taking away some of the perks of staying on Disney property.
That's for sure. And that's why one of the reasons why when I go in at 7 o'clock, they let everybody in at 7 o'clock. I don't get to see the fireworks or nothing. I got 7,000 people standing in my way because they're going to a party afterwards. I'm exaggerating, but a few thousand, whatever, how many they let in now. And that's the problem with Disney too. They'll start these parties out with a small amount. So it is so wonderful. You get to go into everything. Nobody's there. And then next thing you know, it ends up like the Halloween and Christmas parties where the park's almost as crowded as it was when you went during normal hours. Can you see Disney not adding and adding and adding and adding more tickets? Do you not see them doing that?
No, especially for the Christmas and the Halloween party. I see a day probably where there's going to be a party at the Magic Kingdom every night. So.
Yeah,
and that's basically exactly what you said, where they're splitting the day up.
Yeah,
so.
It's sad. It really is. And again, I just get aggravated because it's less hours is the bottom line. You're paying more for less, and I don't understand how anybody doesn't have a problem with that. I mean, I don't get it. Lou, they're doing it for you, so it splits the time up. Half you good people get to go during the day, and half you good people get to go during the night. You go during the day, you don't get fireworks. But they're doing that for you, because if you see the fireworks too much, you won't appreciate it when you finally do get to see them. Does that sound right?
That sounds about right. You got it down.
Yeah. It's for you. Oh, that pothole on property that I fell into was for me. Teach me to keep my eyes down so I don't trip. Everything's for you. Anyway, Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny appearing for meet and greet at the Magic Kingdom. You going to go to that, John?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Easter Bunny there, so no, I think I'll skip that one. You know, you talk about prices. I've got one of my customers has a daughter who's 3 years old, and they took her to meet the Easter Bunny at the local mall. $50 for the photo package for that. For something you could have grabbed with your iPhone, you know? Holy cow.
I think they seen her coming. Mr. and Mr. Easter Bunny now appearing for meet and greet at the Magic Kingdom. The duo will be in Town Square Courtyard next to City Hall through April 21st. This started 2 days ago. I'll tell you what, it does look beautiful. I do love they have the little car driving down the road, one of the old antique cars driving up and down the road. It says Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny, but has a bunch of cast members all dressed up like Gone with the Wind with their beautiful Easter bonnets on. It is a pretty parade. It really is.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And Easter is still a fairly nice time to be down here. It's not unhorribly hot yet. I mean, it's warm, but it's not 97 just yet. So it's still a pretty nice time of year.
And I don't get this, John, do you? And tell me if I'm wrong. Isn't Beauty and the Beast Lounge already in play? Isn't there a restaurant called Be Our Guest in the Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, I believe there is. But now we're going to need a lounge, too. So Disney has today announced that a new lounge inspired by Beauty and the Beast will replace Meisner's Lounge in the Grand Floridian. Isn't that Judith's favorite spot?
Yeah. One of hers. It does have alcohol, so yeah. Ba-dum-bum.
According to Disney, this reimagined lounge will feature four unique spaces inspired by Belle and the Beast. The signature bar will glow from the light of a golden chandelier that takes its inspiration from Belle's flowing ball gown with subtle notes to the Beast's magical rose. The formal library showcases classic Baroque designs and French furnishings inspired by Belle with hints of the Beast's friends. The garden room will be a whimsical place that draws its inspiration from the enchanted forest surrounding Beast Castle. Finally, an outdoor patio will evoke the romance of Beast Garden Terrace. To make space for the expansion, Meisner's is already closed, along with the adjacent men's apparel shop. Commander Porter's Summer Lace on the ground floor will ultimately become home to both men and women's apparel. Construction is already underway, with the area around Meisner's and Commander Porter's sealed off.
And a temporary bar has been set up on the ground floor, John, during the work, so you can still get alcohol.
That kind of looks, I don't know. That
kind of reminds you of Caribbean Beach. Come on into the room here and get your food over here. Room 407
exactly,
has all the hamburgers here today. In room 409, you get the hot dogs. Holy moly. But I don't know. I bet it'll be absolutely gorgeous. But I don't you think they use one of their 7,000 other characters and made a different restaurant?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You're correct. There's an entire restaurant and castle in the Magic Kingdom all about Beauty and the Beast. So,
yeah.
But I guess based on the popularity of that, they thought, we'll just expand off of that. So.
Yeah, I'm a little like I said, I bet it'll be beautiful, but I wish they'd use something else. I mean, that doesn't mean I'll go if I'm in there at the Grand Floridian. I would go in and grab a drink or hang out at the lounge. I'm not saying I'm opposed to it, but I would have liked to see them come up with a different. It seems pretty lazy to me just going with Beauty and the Beast again. It makes me think they had some extra stuff from the Be Our Guest restaurant that they figured they'd just save a couple bucks off the top, so Bob could get a few more bucks in his pocket and build this. What do you think?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. So, yeah, and they put the water play areas from Alice in Wonderland. So, yeah, it would have been interesting to see something else, but yeah, I don't know. It's not based on the popularity of Beauty and the Beast. I guess it's not a surprise.
Well, this is pretty cool. I mean, I know a lot of people like this. The Magic Kingdom put out a vegetarian food guide for everybody. You can pick it up. Disney Plant-Based Cuisine, it's called. You can get the guide map for the spring. And I'll read some of them, John. You want me to do that? Off menu so well.
There you go. Plant-based cuisine. Don't even call it vegetarian. Yeah. It's plant-based.
Oh, you know, there might be a problem if you say vegetarian. Who knows? In this day and age, you can't say anything without offending somebody. Are you calling me a vegetarian? How dare you? I'll have you know I eat plant-based objects. Sunshine Tree Terrace is soft serve ice cream and citrus roll, Dole Whip, orange swirl, soft serve. The Tunga Tavern, it's actually open, John?
Occasionally.
No, I didn't know that. They have a rum cake in there. He says rum is plant-based. And then they have a black bean chips with hummus. Have you ever tried that, John?
No. I was in there a couple of months ago hanging out, and there was something on the menu that I was thinking about getting, but no, but the black beans with hummus, I like hummus, so
Yeah,
that
I
sounds
love
pretty good.
hummus. I love the hummus fries at over at Spice Road Tables, baby. Jungle's Navigation Company, LTD, Skipper's Canteen. I still don't think this is long enough. I think they should add a couple more sentences to that restaurant's name.
Yeah, it is a big one, isn't it?
No, they should tell a couple jokes in that too. Anyway, Family Falls Falafel, Falafel, John. It's like the vajilla. I was having fun. What was it? What was it last week? Vajilli, right?
Yeah, the vigilia instead of
Yeah,
vaguely. So.
Vajilli. Falls Family Falafel. The Falafel. Anyway, chickpeas, garlics, onions, lemon juice, herbs served at a housemaid, edamame hummus, and a toasted with toasted pumpkin seeds. It sounds pretty good. If you don't want to get filled up, if you want to be hungry 10 minutes later and walk around and get a burger somewhere else, jungle green salad. It's iceberg wedge. I can't even read this. Shishitsu peppers. It's like black. No, it's on my screen. There's like it's blurry. Peppers, radish, hearts of palm, cucumbers, and pistachios with a Aji peppers yogurt dressing. That sounds like I'd still be hungry. Perkins Thai noodles. John, do you like tofu?
I get it occasionally in the spicy soup that from the Chinese restaurant in town. And in that, it's not bad. It's so flavored, full of the hot and spicy spices that it's okay. But for an actual entree, no, I can't imagine eating tofu. So.
Tofu, seasonal vegetable, rice noodles tossed in a spicy soy chili garlic sauce. I got the screen to blow up so I can see it now better. Curried vegetable crew stew, seasonal vegetables, and a pineapple tofu. I was just saying to Brenda the other day, I could go for some pineapple tofu.
I bet you were.
And a house-made curry sauce served with coconut rice. Keep that away from me.
That doesn't that, that pineapple and vegetables and curry, just that does not sound appetizing, does it?
Yeah, and then top it off with some coconut rice. Nah.
Yeah.
Shiraki noodle salad, noodles, edamame beans, mushrooms, green mangoes, and cucumbers tossed in a sweet chili sauce. Now that would taste good if you topped it on a hot taco. I was going to say either a taco or take it over to Casey's Corner and put it on a hot dog for the hot dog of the month. What do you think, John?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I'd take all this stuff off and eat the hot dog. Aloha Isle, they have pineapple upside down cake, pineapple float, and then a pineapple Dole Whip cup. Let's go back up to the top here. Casey's Corner, a vegan hot dog. Like, why? John, why?
You know, I like vegetables, but I like them to be vegetables. I don't like when they try to take stuff and make it into a meat similar thing. No, if I'm gonna have a grilled mushroom, mushroom's fine. I don't need it to be a steak. You know what I'm saying?
No,
So,
and I know
and I
I'll
don't
be.
need certainly don't need a vegan hot dog. The Caprese sandwich or something like that's a much better option than a vegan hot dog.
And
So.
I know I'm being a little hypocritical because I do like black bean burgers that my wife makes that I've told you before, John. I want to give you that recipe. But something about a vegan hot dog, I don't know. But it's a
Yeah.
plant-based protein hot dog with seasonal toppings at Casey's Corner, Tony's Town Square Restaurant. I know everybody will love this, even though me and Brenda enjoy this restaurant. Most people don't. They have caprese, a vine-ripe tomato, fresh mozzarella, and balsamic glaze, Caesar salad, house-made, what, not gnocchi primavera, potato gnocchi, garden vegetables, basil pesto, and a Parmigiano-Reggiano. That sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it does.
I love potatoes and gnocchi. I'm in. And Tony's House Made Pizza Pie, blend of cheese. Of course, you can have vegan pizza pie. So, and then the Crystal Palace. It's the buffet. Roasted breakfast potatoes, herb-scented rice, garden-fresh salads and dressings, seasonal fresh vegetable pasta. I'll tell you what, being hypocritical again, me and Brenda get veggie pasta a lot. Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
And the spinach pot, it's really good. Fresh seasonal vegetables, honey glazed carrots, sauteed green beans, corn and peas, and a selection of cakes and cookies. The Plaza restaurant has a wedge salad, a vegetable burger, veggie burger, served on a brioche bun, lettuce, tomato, onion, choice of topping, and a vegetarian bangers and mash.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. That. Very, very interesting, John.
I think that's going to be your vegan hot dog again.
And it cracks me up. Plaza ice cream, all items. it's funny. But anyway, there you go. They have a vegetarian menu. I'll tell you what, it is a good thing. People do like it. And did you hear they banned all smoking, John? Again.
Yep.
And one of our Facebook friends, John, she quit smoking because of it.
Really? Just gave it up altogether, huh?
Yeah, I'll mention her if I can find it here. I'm sorry, we got more posts, so now I can't find it. But anyway, you know who you are. She said family members have been sick from the smoking before, and she finally quit and because of the Disney ban and smoking. So, Disney, you did something else good. You got some people to quit smoking. I hope more follow suit.
Yes. Yeah, that'd be, hey, if it works, if that's your inspiration, you need it. Good for you. So.
Nah. And this, I'm hoping, is a good thing, John. You want to read the Disney Ticket Center?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. A new ticket center is opened at Disney Springs. Let's see. Located next to Blaze Pizza behind Deluxe Burger, the new store offers assistance with Disney theme park ticket purchases, upgrades, annual passes, and dining reservations. You can also pick up guide maps for the parks and some Magic Man. New store is a great way to save time at the theme park entrance and get tickets before heading to the park.
What I'm hoping this does is for us poor travel agents who have to go to will call and beg, borrow, and steal to get our tickets that we work so hard for. I'm hoping that they allow us to. This will free it up because last time it took over 2 hours waiting for me to get my tickets. We did go to homecoming and ate lunch while we were waiting, which wasn't a horrible thing, but they give you a little buzzer like you wait for dinner.
Yeah.
The same thing, and they call you back. And then they call you back. They tell you, this is what they tell you, go enjoy the springs. And then when it takes you 15, 20 minutes to get back, they're telling you, oh, you're lucky, you just made it. I'm like, well, you told me to go. And I had to give them what for over that. I said, no, you should give people a half hour time to come back to you. You're going to make us wait for over 2 hours, tell us to go enjoy and eat some, and then you're going to break my stones about coming back late. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, I mean, if you're going to go, and I think that works all over Disney Springs, so hey, you could be all the way over at Rainforest Cafe, and that's a hike.
Yeah, well, so. Or you could be down at, the worst one would be down at the House of Blues.
Yeah, because what that ticket center, or that, the...
It's all the way back at the town center.
Guest services is right in, basically in the middle, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah, right in town center there, dude, so... I mean, you come down the green parking garage and bear to the left and go up that little alley, and it's right there. But anyway, no, it's a two-hour wait every time I go there to get my tickets. Very sad.
I had to do something there, and I think it was 45 minutes or so. So, yeah, thankfully they let you do that, though, instead of making you stand in line for 2 hours. That would be terrible. So.
Yeah, and that's fine. Just like I said, when I come back, don't have to add a, oh, you just made it back, or a, or we were going to move on, basically. I said, no, you wouldn't have moved on because the wrath of yelling would have came through here. You know, I mean, it was just, it's like, that's why you tell me to go enjoy myself.
Yep.
So, anyway, I'm hoping that frees a lot up because it should not be, again, there should not be a two-hour wait to get tickets on will call. I mean, I go to a ball game, and there's thousands of people that have will call tickets, and they have no problem getting you in before the game. Could you imagine? It took 2 hours. You missed a football game.
Exactly.
Yeah, they got like eight people. They got like not even. They could have like 8, 10 people working. They got like four. Did you check in online? No. Yeah, everybody checked in online is in the same line I'm in. What difference does that make? Latest look at the work on widening walkways behind Cinderella's Castle. I think my wife's complaint caused this.
Probably, right?
It's sad seeing no water. What's it going to end up, John? No water at all in this park?
Getting rid of it and rid of it. And do you ever have a chance to ride the swan boats? Or were those were probably closed by the time you got there, weren't they?
Yeah, they were going.
Yeah, I think my mom took me on them in probably 79, 78. So that was really cool. And actually just even seeing them float around the castle was really cool. So
I would have loved to have tried them, John.
oh yeah, it was real peaceful. As a 7-year-old boy, I wasn't real thrilled with it, but as a 47-year-old man, I probably would be. So.
Come on, John. You get your pictures taken with characters, you'd be out there. You'd have little swan wings on to match the ones that were on the boats.
There
I
you
know you
go.
would. Little headband on. I could see you. Anyway, there's all kind of pictures here. It's all Fantasyland areas being expanded. Just what Fantasyland needs is more crowd problems, if you follow me.
Yeah, if you look at that last picture though, you'll see why they need to expand it. It doesn't look pleasant trying to filter through that bottleneck there, so.
Dude, that night we were trapped. I swear to goodness, it was 10 times worse than that, John.
You probably could have crowd surfed that night. You probably
Dude,
could have just
literally.
got up on people's shoulders and started walking, right?
Literally, my wife looked like one of the Incredibles when her mouth started going like it stretched like Incredible-Woman. Yeah, get me out of here. It was pretty bad. But no, I'm glad they're widening it, but I hope all the I'm sure they're going to leave a little water there. Because what's a castle without a moat?
Yeah, especially up front, right?
But hopefully they keep something because I'll miss the water there. Grapefruit parking garage to open probably the beginning of next week, John.
Yep, and then yet another one. Oh, you have lime, orange, and grapefruit now, right?
Yes. Now, did you watch our Epcot, the Forever Spectacular? Did you see that on Tuesday night?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
It was really good, John. It was really good. I mean, the view was good. I like the view that we have better because it's like back behind, so you see it further away, which was nice. You get to see everything, but I prefer when you're standing there a little closer. I wish they'd have had the cameras a little closer. But they also showed all the. They showed what's, they talked about the future. The kites look pretty cool flying behind the boats, John. Behind the jet skis.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I remember there was a daytime show on World Showcase many years ago that maybe you saw. I don't remember, but they actually had those what are the little not airplanes, but almost not really an ultralight, but just basically a
Gliders?
lawnmower.
Yeah,
Yeah. And
yeah.
if I remember correctly, they actually had the characters flying those. And so you'd look up and you'd see like Tigger flying one of them things around the lake. So it was the most bizarre show. So, but so.
No, it looks the new show looks pretty cool. It's never gonna. They even said it was the music that made Illuminations too. So, anyway, I'm not gonna read the whole article. Everybody's heard so much about this, but the current Epcot Nighttime Spectacular Illuminations, the reflection on Earth. Sad to hear, but it will end its 20-year run on September 30th, 2019. I think we're gonna have to do of all the things we do miss. And this is probably the one I miss the most. I'm going to miss
Will
the
be
most out
Illuminations.
of
Yeah.
everything that is going, John. I probably have the most memories and the most love of this track, this spectacular.
Yeah, I would agree. And even just watching it last time with you guys, so I mean that was just another memory. So hopefully you can get down before it goes away. So
Yeah, remember when that explosion went off? It scared the bejesus out of us.
Yeah, right there in front of us. So, yeah, I
Yeah.
didn't know that was there.
No, I thought you set us up, John. I really did. You should have took credit for it, John. I really thought that you set me and Brenda up to get the bejesus scared out of us. But
No,
yep.
no.
But anyway, that's ending on September 20th. I mean September 30th after 20 years. On October 1st, Epcot Forever will continue into 2020 when the new one will come at Epcot. Spectacular. I'm thinking the newest one's gonna probably launch, I'd say probably when Guardians of the Galaxy and Ratatouille and all that launch. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I think you're pretty right. Now, all of this, I think all of everything, from Galaxy's Edge to the Tron coaster to the new Illumination show to rework in Future World, all of this stuff is going to what end up culminating in 2021 with the 50th anniversary of the entire resort. So I think that's the goal line for all of this stuff to be done by that time. So
now I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to everything.
You think they'll do what they did at Disneyland for Disneyland's 50th when they took certain attractions and painted them gold? So like there would be one Peter Pan boat that was gold, and there was one Small World boat, I think, that was gold and that type of stuff. It'd be really cool to walk around the park and see if you could get one of the gold things.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. They might. I'm sure they're going to have some surprises.
Yeah. What I'd love to see is what was that, the Year of a Million Dreams when they gave stuff away? I know that sounds weird, but they did. So.
Yeah, ain't that's a long time gone.
But that was a great time to be out there, though. It really was.
I think that's the last time Money Grubbin gave anything away, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that was the downturn of the economy right there is why, because boy, they were I wouldn't say scrabbling, but there was not the crowds that they were accustomed to. So, but it was a really cool time to be out there. We got the Fast Pass, the Dream Fast Pass. So.
Yeah, me and Brenda got a pin. We got pins on Soarin'. Yeah, that's
cool.
But anyway, Disney's Animal, this is something. Tiffin's Talks returns to Disney Animal Kingdom as part of Party for the Planet. Disney's Animal Kingdom will be celebrating Earth Day with Party of the Planet April 20th through the 22nd. Tiffin's Talks returns with Walt Disney World Imagineer and Portfolio Executive Joe Rohde talks about his travels around the world. The four-course lunch features global dishes, desserts, and specialty beverages. Pricing for this Disney dining package is $199 plus tax and gratuity and requires separate park admission. Come on, Nate. Just include everything. Reservations can be made beginning by calling 407-WDW-DINE. Joe Rohde will also be at Mombasa's Marketplace from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. April 20th through 22nd, where he will be on hand to sign his own unique artwork and commemorate lion prints that will be on sale throughout the event while supplies last. A wristband is required to meet Joe. So even to meet him, you got to freaking pay.
Yes, yeah. He's basically the face of the Imagineers right now. Everybody knows him, and everybody knows his earring.
So. Yeah, well, I'm sure that Bob gets a 20% cut of his take.
I don't know how he's able to dress and got his own thing going. I think Joe Rohde pretty much determines what Joe Rohde wants to do. So I don't know if Bob has anything.
But I'm sure the price point 20% goes to the house.
I don't know. The last thing they want him to do is to think about it ever going to some competitor. So can you imagine if Universal signed Joe Rohde?
No, I hear you. I'm trying to find this, John. Did you hear about the other story with the Animal Kingdom with the food deal you could do again?
Yeah, I saw that earlier, but I don't see. Oh, here it is. Tasting sampler returns to Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, it's a robbery now. They can't even give you this now. Read this one and tell me if it's a deal to you, John.
The tasting sampler that debuted last year at Disney's Animal Kingdom is back for spring 2019, but requires a higher price point.
Of course it does.
Got you $35 worth of food for $30 and preferred seating for one guest at the second showing of Rivers of Light. For 2019, the deal is a bit more complicated. Sampler costs $50 and includes two digital value cards, one $50 card that can be used at over 40 outdoor and beverage locations throughout the park and does not expire. That's a good point. It doesn't expire. And a bonus $10 card that can be used in the following quick service restaurants after 5 p.m. from April 12th to the 22nd. Restaurant Saurus, Pizzafari Family Style Dining Room, Flame Tree Barbecue, and Centuli Canteen in Pandora. At each of the outdoor food and beverage locations, you can use the $50 card to purchase anything on the menu. Disney's Animal Kingdom tasting sampler can be purchased from today through April 22nd at noon and can be used at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park during regular operating hours. When you purchase the sampler, you'll receive an email for each digital value card. Each email will have a barcode that can be added to your digital wallet on your mobile phone and scanned at most food and beverage locations throughout the park. For a full list of participating locations and menu offerings, visit any food and beverage location at the park.
Now, do you have to stand on 1 foot and hop when you're ordering this food too?
Well, I mean, you're not really losing anything. So, I mean, if you spend the $50, you get a $50 card. That's basically, you're just buying basically a gift card. And if you happen to use the $10 one, I guess you happen to use the $10 one, but
it's like, okay, so give me 50. How about I just keep my own 50 and spend it?
Exactly.
I mean, how are you
even bothered doing this? And then to use the extra $10, it sounds like you've got to follow a lot of rules.
Just go to Target and use the Target credit card and buy a gift card and get your $10 back. Buy a $100 gift card that you can spend on anything you want. And you know what I'm saying, John? It's like, yeah, they're trying to get you to eat at their places too. It's this gift card is basically get you to eat at the places nobody's eating at.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. And at this time and that day and holy cow.
God. Yeah. So. Okay. So we're not crowded at this time, so you can only use it now.
Okay. And it didn't say anything about a reserved seat or anything this time either. So.
No, and Aladdin, did you hear the new Aladdin's going to be coming over to Hollywood Studios? Which I do like this. I like that they do play the previews at One Man's Dream. Don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So you can watch that over there, which I love going through One Man's Dream. I really love that. It was one of my favorite things. What about yours, John?
Yeah, yeah, I like One Man's Dream too. It's really cool to see how Walt came up with the ideas and actually see some of the mock-ups of the other parks. And yeah, right now they have the mock-up of Galaxy's Edge in there, so it's really cool.
It is awesome. Downtown Disney District parking structure update, the Orange Garage, Orange Bird, Alex and Annie Bangle, Black Taps update. I don't know what the heck that is, John. I'm not even going to read it because I can't. First trailer.
Here's some good news for you, Doug.
Yeah, guys.
I know you're waiting for this. Tickets now on sale for the 2019 Mickey's Merry Very Very Merry Christmas Party.
I was leaving that for you, John. It's sad.
Cheapest ticket remains at $99 as it was last year, although the highest price ticket goes up from $125 to $139. So we're approaching that $150 mark now.
We all get $14 raises, don't we, John? That percentage.
And exactly. Event dates for 2019 are all of November and all of December. Just leave it at that. Not quite that bad, but 8th, 11th, November, you have the 8th, 11th, 12th, 14th, 15th, 17th, 19th, 21st, 22nd, and 24th. And December, you got the 1st, 3rd, 5th, 6th, 8th, 10th, 12th, 13th, 15th, 17th, 19th, 20th. As in previous years, pricing vary depends on the date of the party. Pass holders can get a $5 discount on the advanced pricing listed below. So if you're going on November 11, 12, 14, 17, or 21, advanced purchase $99 for an adult, $94 for a child. Day of purchase $109 adult and $104 child. If you happen to go on November 8th, 15th, and 22nd, or December 3rd, 5th, 8th, 10th, 12th, or 15th, advanced purchase is $109. Day of purchase is $119. November 24th and December 1st, 2nd, 13th, and 17th. This is the stuff that you're talking about.
100%,
like,
dude.
You're thinking, okay, it's only $5. But you're especially you, when you're planning a trip for somebody, you're not – very rarely is it Robbie, you know, just worrying about one ticket. You've got a family of six.
Four. Even most of the time it's four. It's mostly four. So there's $20. Okay, say the one day it's $5 cheaper on the 7th. They go, oh, no, we're going to go to the park on the 8th. Well, the tickets are going to cost you $20 more for the 4 years.
Yeah.
Why?
Exactly?
And I say to them because they're idiots. I have no reason why. Dude, what do I get more for $20? What's the difference between a Tuesday or a Wednesday? I have no clue. This is just the way that Disney gets to gouge you. But it's okay that they do that. Just give it one price regardless and be done with it already.
Yeah, you know how boring this story would be if it was just $120?
Yes, be done.
Okay, and give people the advance part. Okay, so you buy them in advance, it's $120 the day of $125. There you go.
That's
and,
it.
And every ticket. So,
like,
I mean, and that would be, they'd make the same amount of money if they just evened it all out.
Could you imagine, John, if your boss went, well, if I delivered on Monday, it's 119. If I delivered on Tuesday, it's 125. What's the difference? I could just see, listen, lady, if you let me finish this house today, if I trim this house out today, it's going to cost you $200. But if I trim it tomorrow, it's going to be $213. Why? I have no clue. I just feel like saying it that way.
Just cause.
Because I can. It just. What would hurt them if they just averaged the lowest price and the highest price and come somewhere in the middle and just charge that?
Yep. And like I said, you know how boring the story that would be then? At that time, we just go, ooh, that's expensive. But then you just go on. There you go. It is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's so ridiculous because I will figure out prices and different days of different things. And when you keep telling your customers eight different prices, they get aggravated.
Yep.
It's just a kick in the pants is what it is. But anyway, pretty soon it's going to be a la carte. It's not. It is going to be. It's right around the corner for the 50-50. But new Joffrey's.
More complicated.
Uh-huh. Joffrey's Coffee's headed over to the Wide World of Sports, which I'm always happy for them guys. Our buddies over at the Mickey Dudes are sponsors of theirs, and I know they love their Joffrey's Coffee. So if you want to go watch, go over to the head of Wide World of Sports and get yourself a coffee. Did you see the new teaser yet for the Star Wars film, John?
Yes, I watched that yesterday.
Oh, that's it. I asked you all this other stuff you watch. No, but this you did. I see your priorities.
I'm a Star Wars geek. What do you want?
How'd it look to you?
Good.
Good?
Yep.
What's your main thought? Like anything? What made you happy about it? Anything in particular?
I don't know. Just seeing Star Wars altogether just makes me happy. So I don't know if I saw any real elements that stood out to me a whole lot.
Now, is Vader in this one now?
No. But at the very end, you can hear what a lot of people are thinking is Emperor Palpatine.
Okay. Because this other video says check out the official trailer for Vader Immortal, a Star Wars VR series, Episode 1.
I guess that's something altogether different.
So. Okay, that's virtual reality. Probably maybe that thing down at the springs.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Let me see. I'm trying to load it. Do 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 do. Yeah, the ILMX lab showed the Vader Immortal Star Wars VR series in action for the first time during Star Wars Celebration in Chicago. The official trailer of Episode 1. In the trailer, the player is shown as something of an unwanted guest in the presence of the Empire. In effort to escape from Vader, home planet of Mustafar, players must wield a lightsaber and face droids, stormtroopers, and Vader himself. The end of the trailer hints that perhaps players make a successful escape, but the tease ends before you find out. Vader Immortal was announced last fall as part of a 3-episode series. The game is set for launch alongside Oculus Quest headsets sometime this spring, but will also be playable on Oculus Rift as well. Steve Bloom, blah blah blah, voice of blah blah blah, has confirmed the voice is official. So, John, something else for you with Star Wars to look forward to.
Yes, and yet another thing I can spend money on.
Oh, yeah. Well, Disney's going to get it in many, many ways over the next few years, aren't they?
There's no doubt, right?
So, anyway, I'm waiting for something else to load. Do you have something else there, Johnny?
I wanted to say congratulations to Tommy and Judith for their alum. Their college that both of them graduated from, University of Massachusetts. I watched their hockey game last night. They lost in the final game, but yes, they made it all the way to the Frozen Four. So it was a good job by the Minutemen.
Well, so. Congratulations to them.
Yeah, and speaking of hockey, my Lightning better get their crap together. They're down 0-2 already to the Columbus Blue Jackets, so hoping for a turnaround for that. So
don't feel bad, John. We had the worst day, one of the worst days in Philly sports history. We lost to the horrible Marlins 10-0 yesterday, and the Sixers got their butt kicked from the Brooklyn Nets, who I can't stand. So we lost our first playoff game yesterday. So
Surprising, Orlando made it to the playoffs, and they actually beat Toronto in their first game. So that was kind of surprising, especially the only way that Orlando's done anything this year is with their defense. But they outscored them 104 to 101, which is a lot of points for the Orlando Magic. So
yeah, it is, and it's not a lot for Toronto. So they did play good day.
Yeah.
Magic of the Animal Kingdom documentary series coming to Disney Plus. That sounds awesome, don't it?
Yes, all kind. There's going to be so many chances for interesting things.
Just think of us. If some idiots had a podcast, Disney Plus would help them.
Exactly.
So you
know what, Doug? Maybe with this Disney Plus, they'll start looking for two idiots to do a television show.
Oh, we'll there you
be
go.
Be able to retire and have our own gig, right?
Yeah, especially one of us that's so good looking. You guys decide on which one that is. I don't want to brag. Yeah. Some of the unsung Hingle.
God, the ego.
Don't you have one now, John? Some of the unsung heroes at Disney's Animal Kingdom will be celebrated in a new documentary series coming to Disney Plus. The Magic of the Animal Kingdom will be produced by National Geographic Plus Disney for Disney Plus, set at the Disney Animal Kingdom and Epcot Sea-based Aquarium. Viewers will get to see backstage and see how these conservationist cast members work to protect the endangered species and uphold the values of the Disney's Conservation Fund. For those looking to see these cast members and their efforts up close and personal, they'll be able to see them at work at Rakifi's Planet Watch when it reopens at Disney's Animal Kingdom this summer, or the Seas with Nemo and Friends at Epcot. Disney Plus launches in the United States November 12, 2019. I'm looking forward to that, John. That's going to kick butt.
Yeah, it sounds really cool, right?
It sounds awesome. I can't wait. I'm excited. If they do a lot of that, dude, I would love to see them have live stream cameras at the parks.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, as much Disney geekdom out there, they could probably just put the fireworks on every night. You'd probably have a million viewers. You know, you could probably hire somebody to just walk around with a camera and people just sit and watch it. You know what I mean? So
100%, John. What's this Kongaloosh reunites with fellow adventurers for Pleasure Island celebrating 30 years of party and adventure? Were you ever into the Adventurers Club, John?
I went into it one time, and I was too young to drink was the one time I was there. So I didn't ever actually. It sounds like something I really would have liked, and I don't understand why I never did go back. But no, I guess because by the time I got out of the Navy and stuff, when I'd go out there, when me and Lisa would take our son out there, we had, you know, a 2-year-old. So it wasn't exactly something to go hang out at. So.
Well, it looks like our friends over at the WDW News today are having some kind of Pleasure Island tribute. So head on over to their website and check it out. I went in there, and me and Brenda just couldn't wrap our head around it. We were in there. We enjoyed it, but it wasn't like we weren't going to join the club, if you follow me.
Yeah, I think I would have I'd like that now, and I think I would like the Improv Comedy Club out there now, too. And I don't think I ever saw a show in there. No, I went into, I went into Mannequins once or twice, but most of the time I was either at the country bar that was there or that 80s.
The Neon Armadillo?
Yeah, there you go.
The Neon Armadillo and the White Horse Lounge and the 80s place me and Brenda loved was 8-Tracks.
Yeah. And there was, I think that's the one that I went into. I don't know. There was one where it was two stories and there was like a dance floor on the floor and a bunch of arcade games. So that's what I remember. So
yeah, we were in all of them. And yeah, I mean, they wanted to hire me as a Disney dancer in 8-Tracks and at Mannequins, but I told them I already had a job. But
yeah. You know where I spent most of my time back then? I think me and JJ riding the train over there. So there for a while, we had him convinced that Disney was just Disney Springs when we were a little broke. So we'd just go out to Disney Springs and spend a couple hours and ride the carousel and ride the train. He used to love that train. I think we'd take two or three rides a night on it. So
that's pretty cool. Yeah. And you're going to be happy too with Disney Plus. It's going to have every Simpson episode on it.
Yeah, that'll be handy.
You're a big Simpsons fan, aren't you?
I was for a long time, but not so much anymore. But I don't even know how they're still making episodes. seems like they've covered just about everything they could. But it's really interesting. Now you'll be able to be at Universal and go into Simpsons Land or Marvel Superhero Island and be watching Disney Plus and watching.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
It's hurting your head, right?
And one more thing for you guys. There's a new popcorn bucket over at the Magic Kingdom. It's mini. It's cute. Sure, Lisa would like that, the mini ears and all.
Yeah, probably just another one I have to pick up.
Yeah, I like that one. I want the one over at the Animal Kingdom, though, John.
So. Which one? The Sully or the...
Oh, the Sully.
Oh, you want the Mike.
I want the Mike too, and right? Sully. I want both.
Yeah.
I do like them, too. I'm looking at Sully right now. I got him sitting on a stack of Magic Bands. He's one of those antenna toppers I haven't put on the car because I don't want him getting ruined. So he sits in my room and we eyeball each other as I'm recording. He keeps an eye on me.
He ain't giving you the evil eye.
That's all I have, John. Do you have anything else? I know I'm forgetting stuff from reading our Facebook page. And guys, please head over to iTunes and leave us reviews. We really, really appreciate it. And we're hoping to do a show this week. I want to get the girls on. I want to do another ladies' night. It was weird. Judith texted me, ladies' night with a question mark, and I was thinking that myself over the past couple weeks. It's been hard, but things are getting a little better, and I want to try to do something with Tiki Sean, too, from our buddy over there at the Enchanted Tiki Talk podcast.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
You know, he's from New Jersey, too. He has that snarky attitude. I don't have it, but he does have that New Jersey attitude that can get under your skin a little bit, but I like him.
I kind of remember doing the podcast with you and him, and I think I said about 10 words for the entire show. So, yeah, it was an interesting show.
When is that different from any of our shows, John? I don't know. I don't know, John. I try to let you talk as much as I possibly can let you. It's kind of hard. This mouth just goes. It's on cruise control, dude.
I believe it. I believe it.
You know. You talk to me off the air. I'm just as mouthy, aren't I?
I wouldn't call you mouthy. You're enthusiastic about your conversations.
Thank you, John. That's kind. That's why you're the kind one. But anyway, John, we're going to try to start it. We will be doing shows again during the week. What I want to try to do, John, is even if we get a couple, if we get a free time, maybe we even record a couple and keep them in the inventory to put out. We can find that day. Maybe a rainy day up the coast that we're both stuck in the rain.
Yeah. Some that aren't topical. Yeah. Just talk about a restaurant or something like that. So.
Absolutely. So, but anyway, keep me posted and, I hope everything goes well with your poop shoot over there.
it seems to be working. So
And I hope my termites stop eating and I could start fixing.
Yeah.
Get that idiot on the phone. I'll schedule him in for the repairs and we'll go from there. So.
Sounds good.
All right, brother, you be good and I will talk to you soon.
All right, folks, have a great week.
All right, everybody be kind to one another and we will talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's it, guys. We're going to pay our tabs, hop off our stools, and head on home. But we really appreciate you guys listening. If you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. Also, if you could, follow us over on Twitter at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy6767. And you can find us all at our website. It's all in WDW. Everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.